Blog Talk Radio.
Into today's programming, around today's subject, and then we will open our program up for your audience participation. You see, I'm getting excited just thinking about it, because that is the time in which we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to a more interactive and rich environment that we truly love. So we encourage you at the appropriate time, don't be shy, chime right on in. So make sure you're ready at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Master Motivator, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great topic that we'll be covering for you. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, and the question raised on the table in our boardroom is, are you a person of influence? Again, I ask, are you of influence? You know, interestingly enough, I am truly a lifetime learner, and I'm always looking to grow in my understanding and mastery in different subjects, different areas, specifically those in which I empower others. And, you know, a master is one who has a thorough, in-depth knowledge of a system. That means they don't just skirt on the surface, but they dig in to really make sure that they understand all aspects of a particular area. And, you know, at the top of my list is leadership. It really is. At the very top of my list is leadership. I am always looking to improve my skills so that ultimately I can add greater value to those that I serve, greater value to others, in my capacity as a speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. So today I am so excited to welcome you to today's, what I'm calling, Sip and Learn. Our Sip and Learn installment of Motivational Mondays. I want to encourage you, grab a cup of coffee, tea, water, or whatever you find refreshing. Get your pens, your notepads, your iPads, tablets, desktops, laptops, whatever you need, and let's grow as a person of influence. Let's grow together. For our regular listeners, you know that I am a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell team, and John C. Maxwell is my leadership partner. And with that said, because John C. Maxwell is my leadership partner, I facilitate what we call lunch and learns and masterminds and do coaching and all of these various things on specific curriculums that are within the wheelhouse of the many books that Mr. John C. Maxwell has written. And one that I've been really digging into, and I was excited to share with you some little nuggets, is Becoming a Person of Influence. Again, by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and I'm excited to dig into this topic of becoming a person of influence. And you may be thinking, well, why, Coach Adams, aren't you a person of influence? Well, influence operates at different levels, and I want you to know that as we're looking at this subject of becoming a person of influence, I have a question that I want you to ponder as we open right out of the gate. I want you to think about, who do you influence? Who is it that you influence? Think about that. Pause and give that some thought. Who do you influence? Because the reality is that each and every one of us in our daily lives, we are influencing individuals on a regular basis. How many people we're influencing, it varies, but at some stage, some level, we are influencing someone. If you are a mom who has children, you're influencing your children. And they, too, are trying to influence you. Like when they tell you, Mom, I want this particular toy. Come on, Mom, please get it for me. Mom, come on, please. They're trying to influence you. And when you're negotiating for them to clean up their room or pick up their toys or whatever it may be, you are, in fact, influencing. You see, the reality is, and this is what I love, simply put, leadership is influence. And each and every one of us, we are in various leadership capacities. If it's in our home, if it's in our business, if it's at work, if it's in ministry, wherever it is, we're operating at a level of leadership, and leadership is influence. The true measure of leadership is, in fact, influence. Nothing more, nothing less. It's very simple. So we're going to dig into this very subject, and my goal is to increase your influence capacity. In this little sample tape, I want to give you some thoughts to ponder. And I'm giving you some thoughts to ponder because this is a subject that I offer masterminds, private masterminds on. And so if you're interested in digging in deeper around this subject, we'll give you an opportunity to figure out how you can do that in a more intimate, private setting. But I want to go back to our question that we opened up with. Who, in fact, do you influence? I trust that the information that I shared with you, you now are seeing influence in a different way. You may not have thought that as a mom you're an influencer. You may not have thought that your kids are influencing you. Because so often we may think of influence just solely and exclusively in the workflow and shows up personally and professionally in different areas. And leadership, again, is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. And I want us to really and truly process around and understand and get that. Because so often I think that we complicate things. We try to make things a bit more complicated than what it really is. And so we want to keep it simple for you so you can really grab it, so that you can be empowered to grow in your influence wherever you are at a different level. And it really and truly does not matter where you are today. You have the capacity to increase your influence. You see, increasing your influence equals increasing your leadership capacity. So whatever level you're on, you're in a position for your leadership to increase along with your influence. And I want you again to think about, who am I influencing? Process and pause around it. What type of individual are you looking to influence? I want to ask you that. And I want to give you a few moments to think about three characteristics that you would like to see in someone that's on your team. What are those characteristics that you would like to see? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this? Just play in my sandbox. Just take the journey with me. So again, think about three characteristics that you would like for someone on your team, personally or professionally, that you would like for that individual to possess. Think about that. What are those three characteristics? Have you gotten them yet? Are you taking them down? Have you processed around them? I know some of you came up with it quickly because it was in the forefront of your mind. Others, you had to kind of dig deep and say, what are some of the characteristics that I want individuals on my team, personally or professionally, to have? It may be characteristics that you want someone to have in a relationship that you're aspiring to have. It may be characteristics that you want your children to model. It may be characteristics that you want a coworker in your office to model. It may be characteristics that you, as a boss, you're saying, I want this individual to have. Now, my question to you, I've given you more than enough time to think and process it through. My question to you is, when you look at those three basic characteristics, here's my question for you. And the thinkers in the room, you've probably already gone there with me. You've jumped ahead. You know where she's going with this. The question is, do you possess those very characteristics that you desire in others? Do you possess those characteristics? Are you yourself modeling those characteristics? Because the reality is that birds of a feather, I know you've heard the term, birds of a feather flock together. We attract who we are, not what we want or aspire to be. Ooh, ouch, I know I drove by your door. I know I did. I'm driving down your street. I'm knocking on your door. I'm getting close to you. You're like, oh, no, wait, what are you saying, Coach Adams? That the characteristics that you indicated that you want to see someone else to have, you must first possess those characteristics and model those characteristics. Because, again, we attract who we are, not what we aspire to be or where we're going. So whatever those characteristics are, it starts foundationally with you. It starts with you. And I want you to think about, where are those opportunities for me to grow? Because this is what's so important to understand. Influence, we talk about influence. I want to be a person of influence. Well, influence, it's not about position. So often it's like, okay, when I get the position, Coach Adams, then I will be a person of influence, that I walk in the leadership. No, it's not about the title that you have or don't have. You either have it or you don't. You're either modeling it or you don't. You're living by it or you're not. You're walking in it or you're not. And the question is, are you being, do you possess what you are expecting and desire and want for others in your life to model and represent for you? Yeah, think about that. That's pretty rich, isn't it? So influence is not about a position. It's not about the title that you wear. Influence is in your being. It's a part of the very fabric of who you are. You're simply being what you want others to be. And in your being that, guess what? It is now attractive. It's like a magnet. People are drawn to you. Like-minded people are drawn to you. And I'm going to ask you some questions around the type of people that you're attracted to. But I want to continue to lay this foundation for you on this subject, because leadership is about people, not about the position. So if you're focused on the title, the position, you're missing the mark. It's not about the title. Quite honestly, I will share with you, I have and hold a lot of titles. I do. I hold a lot of titles in different arenas. I have titles in so many different areas. Sometimes I step back and I think about the Urkel character on, I think it was Family Matters, and I'm like, is that me? I mean, because there's so many titles that I have, and some people, that means a lot to them. I'm not into titles. Although I have a lot of titles, I'm not into titles. But if we're focused on the fact that it's the title, the position, then you're missing it. Because leadership is about the people. Are you a servant leader? Are you serving other people? Because It doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter if positionally you have the title, but guess what? Nobody is following you. You look behind you and there's no one. There's absolutely no one. No one is following you. But guess what? You have that title. You're in that position. But that doesn't give you influence by itself because it's about the people. So when we're thinking about leadership, and, you know, when it comes to working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams, it's about leadership. First of all, it's about how are you leading your own life? How are you leading your own life? It starts with us. And as you're leading your life, now your life is attractive for others. Now you are serving others in your capacity of a leader. And you're able to influence them because of that service. We're going to talk about some out-of-order ways in which we can get people methods of influence. We're going to talk about from worst to the very best. How about this one? You're forcing people to follow you. They don't have a choice in the matter. They don't have a choice. You have a heavy hand. You're going to follow me. You're forcing people to follow you. And they are resisting, and you're wondering, why are they resisting? Why are they following me? Don't they know I'm in submission? I'm the leader. Well, your mindset, your approach, you're moving and navigating through from a different point of view, from the wrong point of view, because no one wants to be forced. They don't want to feel like I'm a part of a dictatorship. I'm being forced to follow you, that there is no choice, that they can't make a choice, that they're not able to make a decision, so you're forcing them with a heavy hand. Again, we're talking about becoming a person of influence. But first, we're looking at the method of influence. This is the way in which people effort to influence. And so we're talking about that from the worst to the best. So right now, we're looking at the worst. So you're forcing people. You're saying there is no choice in this decision. You're forcing them to follow you. Do you want to lead in that way where people are feeling forced, like they have no decision? They're not able to make a choice. They're not able to make the decision in the situation. What kind of leadership is that? What kind of leader are you? You're not influencing them because they resent you. They talk about you behind your back because you're forcing and they don't have any respect for you. And at the core of a great leader is an individual that people have high regard and respect for. They respect the request. They respect the individual. There's a relationship there. They want to take care of the needs of that individual because of who they are, and because they respect them. So therefore, they have influence. But someone that's forcing you, you don't respect that person. And I want you to know, if that is your style of leadership, today is a great opportunity for you to, now that you're aware of it, to make a shift, that you would grow in being a person of influence, not by forcing people. You don't want to be one that operates based on intimidation. My way or the highway. You've heard those people. They're telling you it's my way or the highway. You're going to do it my way. My way is the only way. Intimidation. Are you inspired to follow someone? Are they influencing you based on intimidation? Of course not. And it's the intimidation, the fear, and all of those uncomfortable feelings. If that's your boss, guess what? You're going to do it because you really feel like you don't have a choice in the matter. But they, again, are not earning your respect. They don't hold you in high esteem or high regard. When you're approaching from a place of intimidation, my way or the highway. To hear that term growing up, my way or the highway. And I'm thinking, really? There's always another way. Creative people, thinkers, they fight to figure out, how can I come up with another way? Do a remix creatively, innovatively. So there's not just one way of doing things. And so if we approach a situation based on one way, my way, or the highway, I mean, really, is that how you want to influence people and lead? Of course it isn't. I don't know who you are tuning in, but I sense the vibration. You don't want that. And if that's been your style, guess what? It's okay. You're now being made aware of it. Hold on to your seat. We're going to give you an alternative approach as we are becoming together. Are you sipping your tea, your water, your coffee, your refreshing, whatever it may be, taking your notes, soaking it all in? So from worst to best, methods of influence. Force, intimidation, we just spoke about that. The other is manipulation. They're the winner and the loser. But this is the thing. When it's manipulation, you win and they lose. You always win and they lose. Instead of it being win-win. When I think of win-win and the principle of win-win, it takes me to The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And I'm actually teaching a class on that for my church. Just started a leadership class. Such a rich content of information. And so you don't want to be about win-lose. It should be win-win. But when you are manipulating others, you're crafting it in such a way that you win and they lose. You don't want to manipulate people. That may be the style of your influence and your leadership as of this moment, but you don't have to stay there. Don't manipulate people. Don't get all crafty with it and make them feel bad and all of that. And, you know, and it's all about your win, but yet they're losing. They don't have any respect for you. Why? Because you've manipulated them and you know it. And they feel used and abused because they've lost, but you've won. There's no win-win. Manipulation. We're talking about the methods of influence from worst to best. We've covered force, intimidation, manipulation, positionally. Positionally. We follow because we have to. When we're talking about positionally, it's your boss and you have to follow them because it's your boss and because you want the paycheck. But again, guess what? You don't have any respect for their style of leadership. They haven't earned your respect. They haven't influenced you. It's simply positionally. And so you have to follow because they're your boss if you want the paycheck. You have to submit. You have to do what they're asking you to do. But they're not doing it based on manipulation. I mean, they're not doing it based on influence. They're doing it based on simply their position, positionally. And in many ways, they are going to manipulate you. In many ways, they may be intimidating you. In other ways, they may be making you feel forced simply because they are your boss. I think of a show, Undercover Bosses. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it or you've seen it, where bosses go undercover for their employees. And the employees are often wowed and blown away because they didn't know that that was their boss. You want to lead people where they're feeling like, this is a win-win. You're on my team. I'm on your team. There's influence, respect, honor, all of that because of your style of leadership and the way in which you influence people. It's a positive influence. Exchange, You're exchanging. You're doing what some may say is commerce. We both have something that we need from this relationship. We're both in it together. We need something, so we're exchanging. And so are you influencing based on exchange? I give you this, you give this to me. I give you that, you give this to me. There's a constant exchange. You know, what's interesting about exchange is that there will be times when someone will outgive the other because of the fact that they may have something that's of greater value. So exchange. And if someone is feeling like, oh, I'm giving you a pound of flesh and you've only given me a half a pound, there's now resentment that rises up. Why? Because they feel like they've given you more than that what they received, and it's always out of balance. And I want us to really be aware of these areas in which we potentially will influence people and make the assessment. And again, this is so that you are more equipped and more empowered on your journey to win personally and professionally. My desire, my heart is always to help you better understand your journey, give you greater tools so that you are in a better position for achieving your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. I want to help you in your influence. So my position is to add value to your life so that you can go and then in turn add value to the lives of others. Because when we understand influence and we can increase in our influence, we ultimately become better leaders. And that's what this is all about. Because when you're a better leader, it doesn't matter where you start. The goal is where are you growing? Are you growing to another level? And that's the key. This iron sharpening iron, that you're allowing your saw to constantly be sharpened, that you're allowing yourself to be in a position to constantly grow. As I shared with you, I am truly a lifetime learner. I'm always looking to sit at the feet of my mentors, of leaders, of individuals that I can soak the wisdom that they have to share to be better. To be better for you, those of you that I coach, those of you that come to Motivational Mondays for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. I want to be the very best version of me, the very best Shania Marie Adams, the very best individual that God created me to be. You know, it's so interesting when I mention that, I think about a quote by Joyce Meyer that I ran across a couple of weeks ago. And this quote by Joyce Meyer, it was so profound and powerful. And it was so profound and powerful because Joyce Meyer says that God will help you be all that you can be, but he'll never help you be successful at being someone else. How many of us are guilty at trying to be the very best copy of someone else? This is about you being empowered in the personality of who you are, but having greater tools in your toolbox so that you are more equipped for your assignment. I share that because that's my desire, that I would be the very best person, the very best version of me that I can be for those that I serve. And so, again, methods of influence from worst to best. Force, intimidation, manipulation, positional, and exchange. Now, intimidation, my way or the highway, we spoke about that. Intimidation leads to disengagement. And that's something that I want you to realize, that people will disengage when they're feeling intimidated. And as a leader, the goal of influence is to engage people, to have them engaged, not disengaged. And so when you're intimidating someone, they check out. They're gone. They're like, I'm not feeling you. And so I want you to know the effects of intimidation and what that leads to. Because we must ask a golden question. And this golden question that we must ask ourselves is, why do you want to influence others? Why do you want to influence others? Is it just for the title? If so, you can have one of my titles. Is that going to make you feel better about your influence and leadership? Again, I have many of them. So why? And I don't say that to brag, so please understand my heart. Again, I'm not into titles. But I'm saying as we're looking at why do you want to influence people, you have to really evaluate the why. And, you know, I often will share that from my point of view, there are two whys that we deal with. Two whys. And a number of weeks ago, I did an in-depth teaching on the why and why power. But from my point of view, my understanding, there are two whys. One why is event focused. It's based on a specific event. And how I best paint this picture is a marriage, for example, versus the wedding. The event that many focus and put all their energy into, they invest all of this money into, is the wedding. The actual event on that specific day. Many spend thousands of dollars for this event, the why of this event. But they have not given any thought at all or preparation to a marriage and the longevity of that. How do I have a healthy, sustainable, vibrant marriage? Why? Because the focus is on the event. So that why is event focused. See, when you think about a marriage, that is a higher call of purpose. And so when we're talking about the why and relating that back to the question that we have on the table right now, why do you want to influence others? Is it anchored in, is the why power a higher call of purpose, or is it event focused? Is it that I just want them to have to listen to me? That's it. And if it is, that's only the thing, guess what? They're going to disengage because your method of influence, as we just spoke about, and I'll remind you, the methods of influence, you're either going to come from a position of forcing, of intimidation, manipulation, positional, or exchange. And usually when you're coming from that point of view, it's force or intimidation because you're coming with a heavy hand. And so, again, this evaluating, and I'm asking it again because I really trust that you are processing. You came to Motivational Monday so that you can be stretched and challenged with greater tools in your toolbox, and this is so important that you understand. You get to the root of why do you want the influence? Why do you want the influence? Because once you identify that, that's going to support you in navigating through from there forward. You may find, wow, I need to make an adjustment. Because without trust, influence is nothing more than coercion and manipulation. And so if I do not influence people and they don't trust me, they don't respect me, they don't honor me, then I'm simply coercing and manipulating them. And that is not the way in which you want to influence people. You know, I think of a little kid. Now, they're not consciously saying, I want to manipulate. But they come from the approach of manipulating. How? They start crying. They start throwing temper tantrums. They're pulling on your heartstrings. They are manipulating you to get what they want. You lose because you feel horrible. And so you just want to give them what they want because they pulled on all the emotions and the temper tantrum and all of that. They're manipulating you to get what they want. Now they get that toy. Guess what? They're a happy little camper. Woohoo! They've gotten the win, and you're feeling horrible. You didn't want to give them the toy, but you didn't want, you were feeling all of the heartstrings, the tears, all of that. It's like, oh my God, you know. The babysitter comes in, she's like, here, take it. Because of the manipulation. And manipulation, again, without trust, influence is nothing more than coercion and manipulation. And that's not how you want to influence people. I don't know who's tuned in today, but I sense the vibrations. I'm sensing you're here on Motivational Mondays. You don't want to come from a position of manipulation. You don't. Or you wouldn't be here, because this would not be the right outlet for you. You're coming for that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. What that tells me is that you want to come from a positive point of view. And manipulation and force and the others that we spoke about, that's a negative approach to influence and leadership. And I know, because you're tuned in, that's not who you are. I sense the vibration. Trust and the speed at which it is established with clients and employees is the essential ingredient for any high-performance, successful organization that is based on speed of trust by Stephen Covey, Dr. Stephen Covey. Think about that. Again, we're talking about the importance of trust as it relates to influence. If I trust you, you're going to be able to influence me from a deeper place because I trust you. I know that you're not trying to manipulate me. I know that you're not coming from a place of intimidation. I know that you're not forcing me. And so because I trust you, I willingly submit to your leadership and your influence. And that's what you desire, personally and professionally. It may be at home, in your relationship, on the job with your coworkers, in the partnership with your boss. Maybe you are the boss and it's with your workers, your employees, whatever that level looks like. You want to make sure that you establish trust, that you trust them and they trust you. And that is so key, because the integrity of the individual is so important. And if you learn the character of the individual, the integrity of the individual, and you trust that, you're willing to submit. Because there are times when we may be in the position of influence, entitled, and other times that we may come under someone. And so can you submit to someone else's leadership because you trust them? Do you trust those that are in your circle? And if you don't, you may want to reevaluate that. And if trust is missing, it's not in the equation, that simply means that you haven't spent enough time with your coworker, boss, whoever it may be, to establish that trust. Again, trust and the speed at which it is established with clients and employees is the essential ingredient for any high-performance, successful organization. Again, Stephen Covey. So, people want to know this. This is what people want to know. Bottom line, do you care about me? I remember Oprah Winfrey's last show, and this was at the heart of that last closing thought. Do you see me? Do you care about me? Do you know me? People want to know, do you care about me? They don't care, in essence, how much you know. You've heard that. They don't care how much you know. They simply want to know, do you care about me? And with me knowing that you care about me, and I trust that you care about me, can you help me? Can you help me? Are you willing to be a servant leader? And again, all of this is wrapped around that very fabric of the golden question. Can I trust you? Can I trust you as a leader that I'm in partnership with? Can I trust you as an employee on my team? Can I trust you as someone I'm in a relationship with? Can I trust you? Are you trustworthy? So that's really at the heart of what people want to know. They want to know, number one, numero uno, do you care about me? Do you care about me, the individual, the person? You know, it's so interesting because my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement and Vertical, if you want more information, you can visit bostonmovement.com. But my mentors, I remember early on in my partnership with them that my mentor would often say, I would rather have someone who I felt loved me and I could trust than someone with greater skill. And at first I was like, I had to really process and wrap my brain around the understanding of that. But as I continued to grow in the wisdom, I got it. It's exactly what we're talking about right here. Do you care about me? And what I further learned to realize from my mentors is this, that if a person doesn't care about you, but they care more about the vision, they will step over you to take over the vision. Interestingly enough, we saw that at a certain stage with Apple and Steve Jobs, the creator, that people stepped over him, the creator of his own brand and company. And so that speaks volumes, that if the people don't know how much you care about them, there's an issue. And so you have to show that you care, that you can help them, and that you are, without question, trustworthy. Again, that's what people want to know. And so how to increase your influence. I want you to take a few notes and get the nuggets that I have for you. How to increase your influence. And then we're going to open the phone lines up, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you're taking away. Have you gotten anything from what we're sharing today? So influence comes from adding value to others. That's that mindset of a servant leader. So how can you increase your influence? This is how you do it. Increase your influence by increasing your value and adding greater value to others. When you add greater value to yourself, that you now can give greater value into the lives of others, guess what? You have now increased your influence. And that's what it's all about. So when we add value to ourselves, we become more valuable to others. How do I increase my influence? Well, just gave you two key specific areas in which you can do that. Influence comes from adding value to others, and when we add value to ourselves, we become more valuable to others. And so I want you to really take a brief moment, reflect on what we have spoken about today. Take some time to reflect, some time of reflection, and I want you to really process around. When you're reflecting and you look at your methods of influence, think about, where did I go wrong? What went wrong? Where did I go right? What am I doing right? And ask the question, what can I do differently? So when you're reflecting on your own influence and your own leadership, ask the question, what am I doing that's right? What did I do that was wrong? and proactive. Response able. Don't just act. Be proactive and evaluate, reflect, take a look at it, say, how can I grow? This is how you can grow. You can reflect and you can learn the lessons that you need to learn. And move forward, grow forward. So again, think about what went right. What did I do right? What went wrong? What did I do wrong? And what are the opportunities for me to grow? How can I do things differently in my leadership? Lead yourself better, and guess what? When you lead yourself better, ultimately, you are going to lead others better. And because of that, you become attractive, and guess what? You look behind you, and suddenly you have all of these people following you. So lead yourself better, and others will follow. And I want you to know that mastering your ability to positively influence others is truly the key to personal and professional growth. It really is. And I trust you got that. You've gotten some great nuggets today. And I want to go to our phone lines. I want to hear from you. I love this time in our program. This is the time in which we open our programming up, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open and we welcome your engagement. I wanted to just share with you, you know, I mentioned briefly in passing that this is a subject, becoming a person of influence, that I do private masterminds on. And I want you to know that if you are interested in my next mastermind on this very subject, I would love to partner with you. So what you can do is you can give our team a call, and we'll keep you posted on the launch of the next mastermind on this very subject. For those of you who want to go deeper, I can only give you a little sample, a little taste. Just a little taste to wet your whistle, a little taste. It was a rich taste, but nevertheless, it was a little taste. And so what I want you to know is you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you can email admin@coachadams.com. I want to encourage you, no matter where you are on your journey, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't allow your goals to get lost in the mirage of the stuff, the mirage of the health crisis and the pandemic, the mirage of social unrest, the mirage of political unrest. I want you to know that no matter what's going on, it is important for you to continue to pursue your vision, because vision gives our lives meaning and purpose. And so I have to ask you this question. What are you willing to do to get different results? I know that there's a lot going on. I'm not minimizing it. But I want you to know that you don't have to allow your vision to just be thrown by the wayside because of what's going on. This is the perfect time to continue to focus on your vision and driving it forward. And I want to be here and on your team supporting you. And so I want you to be aware that now is the perfect time for winning partnership of support through one-on-one coaching. And when you think about whatever those hurdles are that you have to overcome to achieve your dream, I want you to know that one-on-one coaching is a great support that truly makes a difference. I'm not just telling you that. This is what my clients are telling me. When I coach, they truly do win. And so if you want to take advantage of 1 month of complimentary coaching, you want to redeem this gift of empowerment offer, you have to give our team a call. You do have to act by the close of this month. October 30th is the deadline to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership to receive this gift of empowerment offering of 1 month of complimentary coaching valued at $450, valued at $450. And so give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. And I want you to know that I am here to support you through the full circle of empowerment tools that I have available. And if we can continue this dialogue through social media, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to this hour of empowerment with yours truly, Coach Adams, for Truly I Coach and You Win. I want you to know that I am interested in partnering with you personally and professionally and supporting you in coming up with a growth plan as you close out this year and start the new year. So connect with myself and my team. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're thinking, who is this Coach Adams? You may visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater results and success through my branded Win Shop, my 4 Hours of Power workshop, a great time to shape up and win live in person when we get back to being able to do that. We're looking to schedule our next virtual 4 Hours of Power. I'm excited about that Win Shop, which is a powerful time of vision, training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You would receive in any of our full circle of empowerment of tools that are available for you, receive empowering tools to win in your life, on your journey, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. I trust that you've gotten some great richness from our subject today on becoming a person of influence. I know that I sure have. And so as we close out today, I'm just going to quickly go through what did we talk about? Well, becoming a person of influence, one, we have to identify who do I want to influence? Who do you influence is so important because leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less, quote by my very own leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, influence is not about position. Just want to remind you about that. Leadership is about the people, not about the position. We talked about several different methods of influence. We said from worst to best, force, intimidation, manipulation, positional, and exchange. There's so much more, but we only had a little bit of time to give you that sample taste. If you want to dig in deeper through a private mastermind, give our team a call, 310-289-2101, and we'll be happy to get those details to you. You don't want to influence by intimidation, which is my way or the highway. That's not a way that you want to influence. Intimidation leads to disengagement, and the goal of a leader, one that's influencing, is to engage. So why do you want to influence is so key, understanding that why. The why cannot be associated with a single event. It has to be associated with a higher call of purpose. And you must, without question, have trust in your influence relationships. That influence is nothing more than If you don't have the trust, it's nothing more than coercion and manipulation, and that's not what you want to do. And ultimately, as I close out Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams on Inspired Media for You, the bottom line is people want to know, do you care about me? Can you help me? And ultimately, can I trust you? So how to increase your influence? I want to remind you, influence comes from adding value to others. And when we add value to others, we become ultimately more valuable to others. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams, on Inspired Media for You. We'll be right here next week, same time, same channel. I leave you with this. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.